It's 12:35 p.m. in Omaha, Nebraska, and I'm having lunch with Warren Buffett.
We're eating at Piccolo's, which is one of Buffett's favorite restaurants, and where he and Bill Gates have also dined together. Somehow, Buffett's root beer float is significantly taller, but it goes with the territory. After all, we're on his home turf, and he's Warren Buffett. In 2016, a bidder on eBay paid $3,456,789 to have lunch with the Oracle of Omaha. Today, Buffett is picking up the tab. Earlier that morning at Berkshire Hathaway's headquarters, Buffett graciously hosted me and my classmates from Wharton Business School. For several hours, he openly and directly answered any question we asked, occasionally injecting his sharp sense of humor. Pointing to the Coca-Cola products in the back of the room, Buffett quipped, quote, "Berkshire owns a little over 8% of Coke, so we get the profit on 1 out of 12 cans. I don't care whether you drink it, but just open the cans if you will." Close quote. We all sought to absorb Buffett's infinite wisdom, which we expected would be his take on the economy, investing, and business. The more I listened, however, I realized that the real wisdom was less about business and more about living your life with purpose, on your terms, with the things you enjoy, like a root beer float. Buffett expressed immense gratitude for everything he'd accomplished in his lifetime. He is grateful to be alive. He's not trying to impress anyone or be like everyone else. He maximizes his happiness through his work, his charitable giving, his love of bridge, and his legendary junk food diet, which he has compared to that of a six-year-old. Warren Buffett knows who he is, and he's comfortable being himself. After lunch, Buffett posed for countless photos. I'm not referring to the standard group shot where everyone lines up in rows and he steps in the middle at the last second. For what must have taken nearly 2 hours, he posed for individual pictures with everyone. There were no bodyguards or assistants. He didn't owe us anything, but he couldn't have been kinder or more generous with his time. At the end of our lunch, Buffett walked to his Cadillac and drove off into the Omaha afternoon. While a person is unlikely to forget any part of a day spent with Warren Buffett, a few specifics about the man and the way he approaches life will always stand out to me. He has a sunny outlook. Simply put, Buffett is happy. His long-term outlook on life and business is positive. He's a believer. An open mind means access to more opportunities. He takes calculated risks. As a value investor, Buffett adheres to certain principles that have guided his investment decisions and approach to risk. He especially loves the insurance business, which has taught him how to pay out less than he collects. When you have a set of principles, you already know how to assess risk. He does his own thing. Warren Buffett is not trying to be anyone other than Warren Buffett. He chose Omaha, not New York, and has lived in the same house since 1958, which he purchased for $31,500. He prefers cheeseburgers and root beer floats. The stock market's day-to-day movements don't worry him. He's playing a long game. He said he'd rather be a paper boy than a CEO. There is a certain freedom that comes with independence. He knows what he's good at. Buffett is genuinely good at being an investor.